Now, after months of stalled negotiations, Australia has inked a landmark strategic pact with the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu. At a signing ceremony in Canberra yesterday, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the Nakamal Agreement protects security and sovereignty while making Australia a preferred development partner.
Our agreement reflects and confirms Australia's role as Vanuatu's largest and most comprehensive economic, security and development partner, a responsibility that we take seriously.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese speaking yesterday. This deal has been watered down somewhat, though. It's dropped a clause aimed at limiting Chinese investment in infrastructure in Vanuatu. Oliver Nobitau is the Acting Pacific Islands Program Director at the Lowy Institute and joins us this morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Mel. Thank you very much.
Now, both sides have made compromises here with this treaty, but do you think it still has value for both Australia and Vanuatu?
Yeah, absolutely. The 10-month sort of deferment from last year that we saw, I think, was a way of coming to an agreement that both of the parties are happy with. And there's some serious significant wins on this agreement. What you'll find first is that the last agreement that was signed between Australia and Vanuatu was a bilateral security agreement back in 2022, but that was never ratified. Concerns around sovereignty, but also being narrow. And what we've ended up with now with that Nakamal is that it's a much more far-reaching agreement. You know, it talks about areas of cooperation in climate change, in economic transformation, in resilient infrastructure, security and stability as well. But there's also a really big cultural dimension, which speaks to, I think, the maturing of the relationship between Australia and Vanuatu. We've never seen an agreement which sort of acknowledges Australia's history as a black birder as it relates to the people of Vanuatu as well. So I think that sort of deep understanding with each other shows that the bilateral relationship is sort of entering into a new phase of being mature, but a really good partnership as well.
Yeah, that does seem to be a key feature across a number of deals that Australia is striking with Pacific neighbours. We can come to a bit more of that in a moment, but I do want to talk a bit more about the parameters that Australia was looking for, wanting to limit Chinese militarisation in the region. And through this, Australia was wanting to limit Chinese investment in Vanuatu's ports and airports and telecommunications. Where we seem to have landed with this treaty is Vanuatu saying it will consult with Australia on any planned third-party engagement on this kind of critical infrastructure. Do you think that achieves Australia's aim of wanting to keep China out of those areas of critical infrastructure?
Yeah, look, I think at the end of the day, what Australia was sort of hoping for is, like, it's better to sign agreement than no agreement at all. Mm-hmm. And what we've landed with the obligation to consult, is going to be good. The key area which does feature heavily in the agreement where Australia wanted to combat China was through critical infrastructure. Now, as we heard with that sort of snippet of Albanese talking, right, there was a big concern around sovereignty and the respect for sovereignty. So I think allowing for the extension that Vanuatu will consult was as far as it was willing to go. And I think Australia was happy to sort of go away with that. Now, obviously, we know that this is happening concurrently with another agreement that's being consulted between Vanuatu and China called the Namela Agreement. Now, what's been stated in sort of official statements is largely a development agreement. So when we see how this sort of plays out, I think what both of the governments are looking forward to is once they establish what's called a Nakamal Committee, that they will be able to have sort of that free-flowing conversation and have a better idea of where that partnership will be. But yeah, I think what was hoped for 10 months ago was to have a much sort of stronger say in the third-party engagement in these areas, on these critical infrastructure areas. That's not what we've landed on, but we still have a bit of a favourable position, which can be sort of a foundational level where the partnership can build from there.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where Oliver Nobitau from the Lowy Institute is my guest. We're talking about the signing yesterday of the Australia-Vanuatu Strategic Agreement, the Nakamal Agreement. You mentioned earlier the fact that this agreement does grow much broader than security concerns. It also goes to issues around addressing climate change and economic development priorities for Vanuatu. When we had the draft agreement, 9-10 months ago, we had a bit of a dollar figure around that. It was going to be Australia committing to around $500 million. But Australia's been a lot more coy to sort of specify or put a figure on the level of support for Vanuatu there. What do you make of that approach by Australia? Does that indicate it's more support, less support? What do you read into that?
Yeah, that's an interesting point, right? This question was asked at the press conference yesterday for Prime Minister Albanese, and he sort of dodged that question quite well, not giving that sort of dollar figure to it, which has piqued a lot of interest, right? Because usually when Australia has been signing these agreements with other Pacific Island countries, the amount of money as well is something that's used as a key marketing tool. Now, what we can take away from it is, one, possibly the dollar sign may have been pared back a little bit, based on sort of the paring back or the compromise of the agreement. But the other way, I think, which is more accurate to look at it, is that they've featured heavily in sort of the implementation arrangements, how this will be implemented later on through that Nakamal committee. So when they do decide what projects and where those priority areas are, then that's sort of when we'll start seeing the announcements of how much money is being put up by Australia for this.
Oliver Nobertel, really appreciate your expertise. Thanks for speaking to me on Radio National Breakfast.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.